Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello.
Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
You're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
I told Spider I was missing something.
Yep, he
like,
did.
Something doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm off.
I feel like a time traveler now.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had to restart.
We've done it in the past.
Not when I was.
Especially there. In the old studio when we're doing MZ live. Because we would have technical errors all the time where they wouldn't grab the recording. And they wouldn't tell us until after the show was over.
Oh, so then God. We
had to redo the entire show.
So are you saying MC Live wasn't, in fact, live?
It was live, but we had no way to really archive it because okay. We didn't have an actual recording of it.
The good thing is we made it like 2-3 minutes,
yeah.
Something like that. So
no, we didn't even get to the meaty bad content yet.
Right.
We were just doing the fluff. We were fluffing everyone first.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, and we were talking about your pants, so that was a lot of fluff.
Exactly. And what we were saying was, last week I talked about, you know, my sister was getting married and I had to buy these pants, or 2 weeks ago, because last week we were on Best Of. But I bought these track pant or dress pant joggers from Express, and I didn't know how they were going to look. I didn't know how they were, if they were going to fool anybody, but they did. So I put them on. I would tell people before I got the pants that I was buying these pants, and they were like, oh, I'll be able to tell. For sure I can tell. Because I guess they were thinking it was going to be like, pajama pants with the drawstrings hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like that at all. You could not tell. The drawstrings are on the inside. So you can loosen and tighten and no one even knows. You can't put a belt on it. There's no belt loops. You just keep the shirt untucked. And I looked like a movie star.
Do they have like a shine to them? Like that kind of dress
pant? Yeah.
Oh. So you got some nice.
They even had the crease in them.
Wow. Oh, look out now.
He got some nice Thanksgiving pants.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to dress up like that on Thanksgiving. I'm going to dress up how I'm dressing up right now.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, you have
options. I mean, I could, yeah. I mean, I ate a lot yesterday, so I had to unloosen that strap a little bit.
Wow.
And then I got these little boots that were really expensive. They're called Chelsea boots, I think is what they're called, but they're for men.
Chicken shoes.
They're like boots that don't go up to the shin. They just kind of, they're like ankle boots for men. I even took off my Apple Watch and put on a Fossil Watch.
Wow.
Fossil Watch from 3 years ago. I got it being a bridesmaid, but I was a groomsman in a wedding for Ryan's wedding.
Oh, you can be a bridesmaid, dude.
A bride's day.
Bride's day. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I even asked my sister. I said, you want me to be the flower day?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yes. So I sent her dresses that I was going to wear, but apparently my act was nixed. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to run the video recorder. Instead,
dang, they put you in your place.
Yeah,
like, hey, you know things that record, right?
Well, they made my other brother take photos.
I hope they made you use.
None of us were able to sit down, and I was in my fancy Chelsea boots that cost more. I spent more money on those boots than I've ever spent on a pair of shoes in my entire life.
I hope they made you use an old Sony Handycam.
No, I graduated from up here.
You'll have those shoes or those boots till you die, though.
You know why I bought that outfit? Not the top. The top I can use for anything, but the jogger pants with the boots is so that I can use them for Star Trek conventions because I can put a Star Trek top on.
Oh yeah,
and still use the bottom outfit. So I really, it's going to pay off eventually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't make money from these Star Trek conventions, but I'll use it for a while.
Yeah. Bottoms pay off.
Yeah. And the watch, by the way, that I put on didn't work the entire time because I didn't realize it was battery powered. When people would ask me at the time, I wouldn't know. I had to pull out my phone. That's like funny. You got to watch right there.
Yeah, but you just tell them, yeah, but this is an art piece.
It is. That's pretty much what it is. I looked really good yesterday.
It's a bracelet.
You guys will never see me dressed like that ever again for any sort of circumstance.
We didn't see you this time.
That's true. The last time I dressed up, I even had a tie on. Not yesterday. I refuse. But
was it a court date?
No. I didn't even wear a tie for a court date. I wore it for a banquet about 3 years ago. Actually, 3 years ago this month for a banquet I went to.
A banquet?
Yeah, I was dragged to a banquet. I was pushed to a banquet, actually, because I was in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And I was basically forced to wear these nice clothing and sit there with these fancy people.
Were you in an Elks Club or something?
And I remember I couldn't bend my leg at that time. So I was being pushed through this banquet hall with one knee bent and the other leg straight out. And people are standing around talking to each other with their fancy drinks, and they're probably millionaires and stuff. And here I come with my Sears outfit. With my black tie and my legs sticking out, and I'm like, hey, everybody, don't touch my leg. And we're weaving through the people, and people are, oh my gosh, look at this poor guy, and blah, blah, blah.
Why is he even here?
Why is he here?
I hope it was a wish kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was hoping it was a fundraiser for, you know, some special people.
I had made a promise to go to this banquet, but this was obviously before I broke my leg. So then I break my leg, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to make this banquet.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, you're going to find a way to get there.
Damn.
And I was there. I couldn't even sit at the table properly because my leg was so far out.
Did they give you a little TV table to eat your dinner on?
I basically had to. I had to take the plate and pull it back because I couldn't sit at the table. And then I would be sliding out of my wheelchair all the time because the slacks were so slippery. Oh, it was a mess. And then the girl that I was with that I told her I would go to this banquet with, she disappears. And so now this lawyer and his wife are wheeling me out. I don't even know these people. I just met them. And the wife is drunk.
Oh, sweet.
So he sits the wife on your lap.
She's
wheels her out and you together.
No, she's pushing me. And we're outside on the street in downtown. No, there's nobody out there. And I don't even know where we're going. Like, I didn't drive. This girl's supposed to take me home. I don't even know where she's at. So I don't know where we're going, but I can't be left alone. So they're pulling me out. And they're wheeling me across the street, and there's a decline or whatever, a hill that goes down, and she loses control of the wheelchair, and there's two cops, by the way, standing there just watching. Nobody does anything.
Hell yeah.
They lose control of the wheelchair, so I have to go with my good leg, try to stop the wheelchair because it's going too fast now, and almost have to put my recently, had surgery on leg out to stop myself from falling into the street and breaking the other leg. And at that point on, I didn't come out until I was at least on crutches or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrible traumatic event in my life. Anyway, do you guys see that Shatner went to space this week?
Yeah, what? Who didn't?
Oh, there you go.
That's your cue.
Yeah. We made him say the exact same thing he said last time.
He almost forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
he had to look down at his iPad. Where
we all did. Oh, yeah, that's right. Who didn't?
I thought it was great. I was thinking, though, let's imagine that you were because there was three other people on the flight. I don't know who they were. Nobody knows because everyone's interested in Shatner. But imagine you're a CEO of some pipe fitting company. You know, you make fittings or something, and you guys make $1 billion a year, but you're not like Steve Ballmer or Tim Cook or nobody knows who you are. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to spend this $2 million or whatever for a seat on this Blue Origin flight. And I'm going to get my name in the paper. People are going to interview me. They're going to talk to me on 2020 and all this. So what was it like? And blah, blah, blah. So you buy your ticket. You get your little boarding pass. And then you're like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm shooting. This is a whole new level of fame that I'm getting. I already got the money. Now I'm going to get the fame. Mm-hmm. And then you hear William Shatner's joining your flight. And there goes. It's all about Shatner. Not only was he Captain Kirk, he's 90 years old going to space. They're blasting him off in a rocket. How disappointed can you be? You can't return it. It's non-refundable.
That'd be the perfect place for me. That's how I would want it.
Somebody else be on there?
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to talk to people about it. I just want to do it.
If it was me, like most of these people are probably not Star Trek fans. You know, if it was me and I had all that money and I spent that money for a ticket and then I'm getting to sit next to William Shatner on it, I would think that's the greatest thing ever. Right.
And he's forced to talk to you. Yeah. 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 You can't talk to nobody else.
You're like, haha, remember that Red Bull?
Yeah. So I didn't get to finish telling you my story about why you signed the Red Bull.
Oh my God. He's like, what?
Can you imagine? We're strapped next to each other about to be blasted off into space.
Hey, remember when you told me to do cocaine? What?
Don't do Red Bull. Do Cocoa or something.
Yeah. So I was watching some interviews of Shatner before he got on, you know, before the trip. And he was on with Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm. Because I was also thinking like, and we were all thinking this, come on. The rocket may explode. And, you know, this rocket is very phallic shaped. Mm-hmm. And if they say, well, how did William Shatner die and these three other people die? Oh, they went up into a phallic-shaped rocket and it exploded. Like, what a terrible way to die. Blue Origin's the only one that looks like that. The other one, who's got Elon Virgin, Musk? SpaceX. Oh, Virgin's got one, SpaceX. And they all look like regular rocket ships. So this was the only one that's, shaped like an organ.
The Denver airport.
Yeah. And so... Anderson Cooper and Shatner are talking about this, and I got a kick out of it.
Some people made fun of the way the rocket looks, but I think it's cool. I like it. I think the weightless thing I think would be fun.
Well, no, there's nothing to be nothing to make fun of. We're inseminating the space program.
I love how sharp he is at 90.
Yeah,
I'm not even that sharp now.
Not well, giving F.
No.
Have you seen the conversation he was having with, what's his face?
The guy Bezos?
Yeah, Bezos.
Afterwards? Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that here in just a second. I don't have the recording. I'll just talk about
it. It's too long, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I threw that out there. Whoa. I didn't know if you were going to pick up on it, and you did, and I love you for it.
Well, leave it to you to throw it out there for somebody else to pick it up. But it certainly does look when they say
Clark, how many you just start laughing like that on the show when
like,
we do something
like what?
That's how like Michael that. Laughs whenever he actually like,
yeah,
laughs.
When
like,
he
but
really
it's more
laughs.
Like when it's really
mine's
laughs.
More like Zaboomafoo. You know what I mean?
How was that? Give us an example. I don't know.
It's something like that. Like Zaboomafoo, he's really excited. I just need like a high pitched giggle from Clark because it'll make the show sound funnier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would?
Yeah.
Why don't we work on content first?
We have. You weren't here.
You know what? I don't think I ever
you
seen
walked out.
Laugh.
I've laughed.
No, you haven't.
He was, tries to be cool.
It was the summer of 1993.
Yeah.
I didn't know you then.
He was 25 years old.
He didn't know himself.
I didn't.
Right. It was before he was depressed.
All right. I was reading a John Grisham novel.
Look, when they say insertion, do they really mean insertion?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I've been there. I was there last week rehearsing, whatever they call it.
A training, and, I think is what they call it. But, you know, rehearsing
training. I think of it as rehearsal. I want to go warp speed. Take me to warp speed. And they say, what? And the weightlessness absolutely is entrancing.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being... weightless, and you're thin enough, but I'm not. Imagine being weightless and staring into that blackness and seeing the earth, and that's what I want to absorb. That's what I want to
see. It goes by fast, though, you know, I mean, because they, on their flight, though, on Bezos' flight, you know, they were throwing Skittles at each other and catching and stuff, and it looked like a lot of fun. I think I would want to be staring out the window the whole time while
I'm
floating.
I want to press my nose up against the plastic window. What I don't want to see
and he
is
did.
Somebody else out there looking back at me.
There's someone on the fin.
What I don't want to see is somebody else out there looking back at me. No, we don't oh. want that one.
Oh, my God. That's really funny.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Even his breathing sounds messed up.
Who, Anderson?
Yeah.
I know.
What is going on?
Is that?
He was having a panic attack. Yeah, I think so.
Was Ed Asner or
that's not Ed Asner
or the Super Mario Brother guy?
Yeah, I don't know why I went so dry there.
But I don't think it was that funny to the point where he's like,
no, oh, it wasn't.
Anderson gets tickled like that a lot, though.
Oh, okay.
Like usually it's things like
men.
That by old men.
What?
He gets tickled by old men and he can't stop laughing like that on the air. I think it's funny. But yeah, then he goes up, comes back down. You know, it's an 11-minute trip.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. From launch to land. And it's just incredible how you can send up people who are not pilots. Mm-hmm. And the computers and people in the control room, they just, I mean, it was perfect. It was incredible. But everyone's coming out. Bezos like, yeah, man, did you love it? Blah, blah, blah. All opening up champagne. And Shatner's like, he's like trying to break down what just happened. You know, he's trying. This is a life changing thing for him. And, you know, to go up to space to see it. We've all heard about it. But then he sees it in real life and it's right there. And he's trying to digest everything. And Bezos is wanting to party. And he's like, you want some champagne? He's like, no. And he became very emotional. Mm-hmm. And I was emotional watching it. What were you going to say about it?
Emotional?
Emotional. Meaning I wasn't fully emotional. I was just part.
No, I was going to say, it's like, because like how you said that he was so sharp in the interview with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like after he came down from space, all that must have went away because he couldn't even formulate words.
Well, that's what I think, because he was so, like, there was so much stuff going through his head, he couldn't even describe what was going on.
Well, he was saying, like, weird things, like, he goes, you go up there and you see the blackness and it's death.
It's death up there. Yeah. Well, you know, when you're 90 years old, you're always thinking about death. And so he actually kind of saw what that could potentially be like. Life. And then in a second later, it's blackness. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was trying to, describe. I get it. I completely understand where he was coming from.
The dude was born in the 1930s.
Yeah.
And he just went to space.
Mm-hmm. At 90. I completely get where he's coming from. And in fact, I appreciate his point of view more than like the younger people, because they're just partying. I went to space. He's seeing it from a very mature and a different perspective as everybody else. And that's what I appreciate about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, he was on a space show, so it's kind of like he should have been able to formulate the words correctly or whatever.
But he's 90 and he just had a life-altering event.
Well, you told me he was sharp.
He is sharp. I would do the same thing when he came down there. He's like, what did you think? I'd be like, I can't even... He even said that multiple times. Like, I can't even tell you... I can't even formulate my words at this point because I'm still trying to digest and dissect what was just happening.
Because he forgot the word of atmosphere. He goes, whenever we...
Break through that,
whatever it's called,
Yeah, but he's 90 years old, and he just went to space in 11 minutes. He went like 3,000 miles an hour.
I don't know. It just seems really weird. I think Jeff did something to him up there.
He could have.
It switched him out with a decoy.
No, but I just saw him on, he was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, or the night before. He was way more articulate at that point, because he had time to digest what just happened.
All the clots, you know.
Just think about the jet lag you get from a plane.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be crazy in a spaceship.
The G-force. Mm-hmm. They didn't prepare me for this.
Yeah. He's 11 minutes younger now.
Yeah, what if he's actually 60, but his body's 90? Like, he somehow... he'll write a book about it, I'm sure. I'm reading a book of his right now, which is, I think it's really great. I was reading it in the bathroom yesterday. I think it's called... live long.
Inseminating the toilet.
It's like live long and things I've learned along the way, I think is what it is. And it's like his stuff that he's looking back at. He wrote this book a few years ago, so he was almost 90. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a really great book. I'm really enjoying it at this point. But anyway, Eric and I were also in a little tube heading into the sky.
Was there any sort of insemination of anything?
No. But there was some... fraudulent activity going on.
Wait a minute. What? So y'all took a flight?
Yeah.
Did y'all have sex?
No.
No.
We were not one of the 15%.
Yeah.
We didn't get dragged off this flight.
No.
Were you like making corrections in your head while you were in the air?
I was.
I knew it.
Especially while we were landing. I'm like, oh.
What do you mean corrections?
I was holding my invisible throttle.
Backseat pilot.
Yeah.
Oh.
We literally were in the backseat because we were all the way in the back of the plane.
Yeah, we were. I actually kind of liked it.
I don't. Because, in the back of the plane, you feel more of the turbulence and stuff. It's like, it's like the whole thing wobbles. Anyway, we'll recap our New York, New Jersey trip with Chris Sapphire after the break. But I do want to bring this subject up because I'm not going to mention it again. But you know how I've said that I think that his watch, there's something going on with those rings. Well, now I have proof. Yeah. But now I have actual proof. So, Eric, how far do you live from the airport?
15 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes, I think.
I live about 40 minutes from the airport.
Okay.
So I have to get up a little bit earlier. We Chris and Lee and everybody, they left like on the same flight. They went at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So they had to be there like at what, 5?
Yeah.
Get up at 4 or something, probably.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not either.
So we went on a later flight. And so I woke up before Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I also, as an, like an adult, I parked my car at the airport because when I land, I want to get home. I'm tired. I don't want to wait for somebody to pick me up. And then you got they're asking you like, "How's your trip?" And you got to explain how your trip was.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to talk to anybody. You're just tired. And you want to go home. I, like an adult, would park my car. It's worth the extra $40, $80, $100 to park at the airport just so you can leave as soon as you land. I don't know how
is
much
that
you
much?
I don't know. I have a toll tag. It just takes it right out of that. So I park in the parking garage. I walk through the parking garage to the airport. I even walk around the entire terminal looking for a restaurant to eat at.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's not there yet. He says, "I'm going to be there around 9. Eric shows up like 2 minutes before boarding. But I'm looking for a restaurant, and I find the TGI Fridays. They used to have this bagel lox thing that I really enjoyed. And so I sit down. They don't have it anymore, so I order just a regular breakfast, whatever. And then Eric comes, and then we go to the terminal, and you know, or they go to the gate. We get on the plane, and about an hour into the flight, he's watching something on his iPad. I'm watching something on mine. And an hour into the flight, his watch like dings, and he shows me he's hit his move ring for the day. Sitting in a chair on an airplane for an hour, he's hit his move ring. And I looked at him. I said, "There's something not right with that."
He didn't say that. He didn't say anything.
Yeah, because I was already formulating stuff in my head.
Like, oh, I see now.
So I pulled the statistics for that particular day. Now, remember, I walked more. I was up longer.
I was up, too. I just was at the airport.
Yeah, but you were walking around your apartment. I was walking through the parking garage. Yeah, now, I get it. He's got more poundage. He's got more poundage
Who's
than I do.
Who's getting pounded? What?
No, you have more poundage.
Oh.
The move thing goes off calories, though, like a calories mm-hmm. burn kind of thing. So he's got the advantage on you there.
Yeah, but you weren't moving.
No, but like,
well, you don't have to move for it to go up.
But that's the whole thing. It says move.
I know, but it's just counting you burning calories.
Yeah, but
you burning calories.
You're
sitting
active
there right
now. No, this is counting the thing is not counting your total calories burned. It's just your active calories, right? That's what I'm counting. Not the
it counts both.
Not but
it counts both.
But the ring is moving. Like if you have your goal set to 300.
Yeah, I think you're right. The ring is just what it
just your active calories.
Active calories.
Yeah, yeah, not just like you're blinking your eyes or breathing or whatever.
Blinking your
so eyes. I pulled the report. I pulled the statistics here.
Okay.
This is just day one. This is Friday. We didn't really do a whole lot of walking that day. So this stuff is kind of low.
Like,
no, I pulled for the whole day.
Airport.
Full day.
Well, we actually did a lot of walking though that full
day. By that time it was 12 o'clock. So it was the next day.
Okay, yeah.
So day one, again, I've walked more. I've moved more. I get it. He's got more pounds. He's going to burn slightly more calories, but I've moved more, right?
Also, I practice a breathing technique where I elevate
full
my breathing.
You fool your Apple Watch?
Yeah, to elevate my heart rate, which will then
give you a heart attack.
Box breathing?
Huh?
You do box breathing?
Yes. No, I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I don't know.
So it says Eric Burt. Again, we're sitting.
You know what it was? I'll let you do it. I'll let you
on the plane?
It. Yes. What it was that I was watching Scream.
Oh, sh-.
So I was getting, you know.
You like, saw Jamie Kennedy and you're like, oh my God.
No, I was watching Drew Barrymore get murdered at the beginning. Sorry, spoiler alert. So I was watching all that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was imagining myself there running, you know, away from the killer. So my heart
you imagined running and your watch thought, oh my gosh, he must be actually running.
Yes.
So it says Eric burnt 890 calories day one.
Yes, true.
And it says I burnt 338 calories day one.
That's true.
It says Eric stood 12 out of 8 hours. It was probably true because I was sitting down a lot at the party. It says I did 11 out of 8 hours. Exercise. Eric didn't exercise one bit, by the way.
What?
Not one
Not
damn
one bit.
Bit.
It says exercise, 28 minutes out of 20. Exercise for me, 13 out of 30.
And when did you exercise?
Oh, when I was running away from, remember?
No, I don't remember.
From the mugger?
From the mugger?
Yeah, in Jersey. We'll get to that here later on.
The mugger from Jersey.
3.3 miles is what I walked, 3.37 miles, which is complete BS because the group was together the entire time. Nobody went off and did anything else. So there is something wrong with your Apple Watch, or you figured out a way to, according to this, you walked the entire city of New York.
I did.
But I have the proof now. The proof is
in the
pudding.
Right?
That's day one.
This is just stuff that happens, man. Like, I sit in there all day, and I'll be sitting there, and the moving will complete with me just sitting in the chair. But it's just, I don't know. It's not very good anyway. Like, I don't get any exercise whatsoever. Even if I go down to the gym and say I'm exercising, it doesn't count any of it.
You know what's weird? If I go get the mail, mm-hmm. like walk out from my house to go get the mail, it thinks I'm exercising.
Yeah, you're walking.
It thinks I'm walking. But when I was in Vegas, uh-huh. or if I'm in a grocery store, it doesn't count that as walking or exercising.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
But anyway, I think he's fooled the system, so I don't trust anything on his watch.
You were there watching me. How did I fool the system? I mean,
you're making your heart use your breathing technique.
Yeah.
You were doing this whole thing so you can trick your watch. Your watch, oh my goodness, what an athlete.
All day he was thinking about Drew Barrymore being murdered.
Yeah. And I was like, no.
The watch is like, man, what do we have here? Michael Phelps? What an athlete. Burning all these calories. And then the watch comes off. One day they're going to have a camera on the watch. The watch is going to see you for the first time. Like, oh my gosh, I've been wrong this entire time. It's like Love is Blind. All right, we're right back.
MZ Now.
Yo, what's up? It's Jamie Kennedy and Michael Travolta. We'll be right back.
Online at mznow.tv.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
1-888
Damn, what?
MZ Live 5.
What?
MZ Live 5.
Wow.
1-888
MZ Live 5.
I got 5 minutes with Shatner.
Michael, how are you?
5 minutes with Shatner.
I got a whole 5 minutes.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Exactly.
5 minutes with Shatner.
With Mr. William Shatner.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Just gotta get out of bed.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Not two.
Zavala.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Not three.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you, my friend. Bye bye.
Showed up at the show one day and was just watching the entire show, and then after we ended the show he kept hanging out.
He stayed there sitting on the bench, and it was like noon.
Yeah, he wasn't
I'm going home.
Wasn't doing anything. He wasn't knocking on the door. He just kind of was hanging out.
Catatonic or something.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Kevin Costner, and I'm listening to Michael Zavala, or you're listening.
This is MZ Now.
If you want, you're listening to Michael Zavala?
Online at mznow.tv.
Okay, all right. I'm Kevin Costner, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
All right. This tracksuit I'm wearing, by the way, I bought specifically to wear to New Jersey.
Okay.
So when I fly in, I can just, you know, fit
blend in.
Yeah. Oh! You know, that kind of thing. So I bought this like a week before we left. It was supposed to be in Wednesday. It didn't show up until Friday, the day we left. So I didn't get to wear it. So I'm wearing it today and in honor of our New York, New Jersey trip.
Did he give him the O?
I did do that a few times, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I even did the, hey, we're walking here!
Yeah, he did like a couple of times. A really good time.
Yeah, I waited. I didn't do it too much.
People were like laughing behind us.
Yeah. I even did, New Yorkers were laughing at it. They loved it. Even an Uber driver laughed at, because we almost got T-boned at one point.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, we're driving here! And the Uber driver laughed. It was a lot of fun. But I will say, on the plane, the one thing that I wanted to do, which almost didn't happen because I had app problems, but it worked.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Was The Many Saints of Newark, you know, the Sopranos movie. And we were flying into Newark. And so I thought that was going to be, that's what I really wanted to do. And so I watched the movie on the plane. Like I said, almost didn't happen because halfway through it, just the app just stopped working. Couldn't open it back up anymore. I closed out of it, restarted the iPad, everything, and it would just freeze. So you just had to let it just sit there for like 10 minutes, and then it started playing again. But I watched it. Fantastic movie. If you're a fan of Sopranos, watch it. Michael Gandolfini. Is that his last name?
Close.
Am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the guy's name? What's his dad's name?
James.
James Gandolfini.
Gandolfini.
That's it.
Gandolfini.
Yeah. So Michael did a great job. He's not like a huge part of the movie, but I mean, obviously it leads up to him becoming, you know, the boss.
Why would you spoil it for him?
Well, it's a prequel. You know what's going to happen. But no, it's a great movie. Spider was saying something before the show that people are saying that might turn into a series.
Yeah. From what I was hearing, they were saying that they kind of were treating the movie like a pilot. And then going to try and sell that as a series.
I loved it.
Well, what else more can you do?
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, where it leaves off, he's still young. Like, he's still, like, out of high school or college.
Oh. Okay.
So you can have that journey of him becoming...
Okay, yeah. I see.
Because Sopranos doesn't start off with him being the boss. He kind of has to... That takes a season or two before he officially becomes the boss. He is kind of the boss, but working behind the scenes. Right?
Yeah.
And then he eventually becomes the boss. So... You still have a lot of room to play with there. I think it's great. I loved it. I think the people that played his, the lady that played his mom was great. The people that played the younger versions of like Polly and all, everybody was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Whenever he actually got it to work.
Yeah.
To watch it.
Eric was laughing at me. I'm stressing out. About
I'm
to cry.
Yeah, I'm here. He's talking mess about my Scream movie. And I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you watching Scream? You've seen that 100,000 times. Like, there's TV shows to watch on the plane. This is the time you catch up on shows.
I'm watching it carefree, enjoying it, getting my, you know,
all the way
by,
through.
My movement in, my closing my rings.
Yeah, and walking all over the plane.
Yeah.
Maybe the watch thought that the mileage, the plane was traveling was what you were actually doing.
It was that combined with his heart rate.
Yeah.
With him pretending to be Drew Barrymore.
Right. I can't believe it. It blew my mind. And I'm sitting to the rest. Now I'm mad about that. Then the app stops working. I'm mad about that. Oh, you know what? I don't want to come here. I just want to go home. Turn the plane around. Mm-hmm. Stop this plane. I pulled a little string to stop it.
It was like, there's nothing on the wing.
There's nothing on the wing. I guess I can play. So I released a track this past week. I'm not going to play the whole thing. You can listen to it on Spotify.
I guess I don't follow you because it didn't pop up for me.
Well, this is not under Michael Zavala. This is under...
Oh, Dickie.
Oh, I know.
No, this is under Ginormous. No.
I actually started watching that recently.
That's such a Dave? Great show.
Yeah.
Dave is great. No, it's under my... So years ago, I thought about... This is right after like Straight Outta Compton came out. And I thought about creating my own rap group, but it's all me. And it was going to... In U-U-A, in W's A.
What?
Yeah.
In U-U-A. In W's A.
Okay.
Not united under anything. All right. So I would play different characters. So at one point, I released a song called The Preface, where I was trying out different rap styles that would go for different characters. So I put this together. I had it just sitting there, and I hit up my... I get a few $100 here and there from my distribution company from all the other stuff I've released over the years. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to put this out on Spotify and everything. So I open it up, and it's not working for me. So I hit up my contact there, and they're like, well, Michael, you haven't released anything since 2015 or 2014, so we disabled your thing. I'll just reactivate it real quick.
Wow.
So I put it out, and so it's there. It's called, what did I say it was? The Preface. Preface. Oh, it was almost there. I made the beat and everything. The song was probably recorded 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Let me hold a mic because I'm going to spit it for a minute. You know I get it. I make it fast and then I can spin it. I'm a lyrical menace.
It's pretty good, right?
I'm more records than Guinness. While y'all be making decisions, I'm already crossing the finish. I'm about to hang up this pennant. I hope you don't get offended like Beckham, I'm Bennett. And they be like, oh, no, you did it. My style keeps transforming like I'm Optimus Prime. I walk into the room and all the heads turn on a dime. So listen up, and I'm only gonna say this one more time. You think you got me beat, but ayo, here's your son.
Little blue collar comedy right there.
How we do it right here, baby.
This is my this is my rapper Monet clip.
Left or right, my rhymes are so tight. Give me your mic and I'll be on it all night. I load the clip, you hear clean, clean, clean. I'm on the clip, baby. That's just how I do things. I never stop, I'm always on top. You think you riding high, but your rims is on blocks. Turn this track up, we about to take over. Think you had enough, we can come and like a soldier. The N-W-Z, shut your mouth and get up out of our way.
Yo, all right.
This is my Arab rap character, Mahu, from high school. But anyway, I'm not giving away the whole song here. You're going to have to, if you want to hear the whole thing, you have to go to Spotify so I get my 0.0001 cent per play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
I negotiated a great contract.
It's a whole 2 minute and 28 seconds
yeah.
song.
It's a good, like, getting from the house to the car
yeah.
song, you know?
I mean, it's no Storyline 69, but I think it's good.
Have you guys heard that?
What is this?
Because Chris showed us a song in the hotel. Let me play that.
They were saying they were like making little side jokes or whatever. Just
what's the name of the, what's the actual name of the song?
That's it. Soyla 69.
Z O Y L A.
It's S.
Oh,
I don't know the
Soyla. Mm-hmm. What does Soyla mean?
I have no idea.
Is it called Les 69 by Jenny 69? This looks like this is what it would sound like.
Yeah, Jenny 69. Yeah.
This
yeah,
is it, right?
That's it, yeah.
I don't know if we need to bleep anything because I don't know Spanish. Now, this song is a few seconds longer than mine. It's almost 3 minutes long.
Fast forward. Remember, it was like a bunch of...
I know. This is the best part. The longest intro in the world.
It's pretty good. Whoever's playing that bass is jamming.
Pew. You're like, is this a song or an instrumental?
Right.
Oh, here it goes.
Tengo unas cosas que quiero aclarar.
What they saying here?
I have no idea.
Y'all are terrible Mexicans.
Did they fix their audio?
And it sounds better, right?
Yeah, it does sound better.
Oh yeah, you definitely gotta believe.
Well, it doesn't. I'm just gonna plead the fifth because I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very ignorant on what's going on.
I don't know either then.
Anyway. Oh!
Yeah,
it's a terrible song.
Yeah, so like,
you know what it is? It sounds better coming through our system.
I think that's what I think. Because
we actually are processing it. So they didn't process it. If you listen to it raw, it's not. It's like a raw mix.
Yeah, so it's like she's off key. Chris is like she's off key. They didn't put no type of like auto tune in her voice, try to fix anything of like her pitches or anything. And so now it's like going viral, and she has all these like.
That's her only song, and she's
And her career is over, just like that.
No, because
now it's like on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, because it's so bad, it's good, and so people are
some
like
of those things.
Yeah,
a William Hung.
Right, it's kind of she's the Hispanic William Hung.
So all right. So now she's gonna get a producer that actually will produce her music right.
Spider, as a musical critic, what'd you think of the preface?
It was excellent, man. It was good.
I wish I would have continued with that. I had this whole idea of creating a whole album.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was going to be like a story about this group that never existed.
Right. Well, you did a good job splitting up the styles. Like even the way you rap, not just your voice and stuff, was different, which was cool.
That's what I was trying. I don't know that I could do that anymore. I think you know what it is? It's like rap today all sounds the same, and now it's like affected me.
Yeah, like all your characters sound
exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like
Clark or the governor.
Right. Or Bush.
I liked it. I would say you probably need to update the beat and stuff. You know, but I do.
But see, I always like go back individual. when I sit at my little studio at the house, I always go back to that 90s, early 2000s type style. I can't.
Well, you can do that, but I mean, just like, you know, spruce it up.
You know, that Walk Like Gumby is going to be
Fruity Loops.
I need Fruity Loops again, actually, because Logic is just too much. I'd rather just go back to Fruity Loops. I was watching, maybe I was dreaming this. I was having a dream that is watching somebody create a beat on Fruity Loops. I'm like, that's so much better. I should just do that. Because Logic makes you jump through all these hoops to get to where you need to be. And Fruity Loops is just right there.
I know who it is. Who it was.
Who?
Lady G.
Probably.
Because she used to produce music on Fruity Loops.
I did too. I used to. Fruity Loops is what I started with.
Uh-huh.
This beat was made on Logic, I think. But anyway, I need Walk Like Gumby's turning 10 next year.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So I think that we should do a remix, bring in some Dallas rappers. We should have a really amazing music video for it.
I was just saying earlier, we needed to think of something to get Crazy back in here.
Oh, Crazy would do it. He said, y'all crazy. I like how he calls us crazy, but his name is Crazy. Wild world we live in.
Wow.
Wild.
You get Jaime on there.
Oh, that'd be good.
He gets with Jaime. Have you seen Jaime rap before? He gets all into his. He's like he's going through a trance or something. He grabs that mic. He's holding on that mic for dear life. His eyes are closed, like he's Barbara Streisand. He's talking about banging chicks and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. I saw him do it one time. I'm like, what are you doing? He's all into it.
That reminds me of that time that we were supposed to go at Comic Con, and was it whenever you were like out because your leg or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I call him and say, hey, are you ready?
Yeah, that's and right. He was in the bed.
Yeah, he was in bed with some chick. And I'm like, what's going on here?
It was one of the seasons. Summer or winter or fall. I don't know which one. All right. So I guess we can recap New York. By the way, I'm wearing a I Love New York t-shirt. I didn't know they sold these. I was telling Eric, wouldn't it be amazing if they had a shirt that says, I love New York, and I went to the gift shop, and there was a shirt.
Why did you not expect it to be there?
I was being facetious.
All right.
Yeah. I was telling Eric, you know what? We can make $1 billion. We make I Love New York shirts. He said, yeah, girl, I think they're already there.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't say anything.
Well, there was an article about that recently that the people or the person that designed that just gave it to the city for free.
You mean this master artist that just put I and then a heart?
Right. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal in the whatever it was. 60s or whenever they did that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you can't like trademark like names of cities. So
yeah, but
you can do whatever you want.
But the design you can though, like a logo.
But that's not the name of a city.
Yes.
NY.
Letters.
Yeah.
It looks like people typing on Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He created that. He created the emojis.
Emojis.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's recap New York. We land in New Jersey, and there's nothing really interesting in that day one except for that we'll just skip to the circle party, right?
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we just ate.
And we went to some like local pizzeria.
It was really good.
Pizzeria. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of food.
So you got You got an I Heart New York shirt.
No, that was
and you later. Went and got pizza.
No, that was later.
Yeah, we got the, I got this at the airport on the way back.
I can't wait to hear of the other New York things you did.
We didn't do anything New Yorkish. Actually, can you imagine?
Except get pizza.
Yeah. No, we went to an Italian restaurant. Pizza was just like the appetizer.
Oh.
We ordered that while we were waiting for the other food.
Oh, okay.
I ordered like seafood special. I had this other pasta thing that I ordered. They kept bringing food out. This is like a hole in the wall. We were eating and they were just bringing more food out. And we're like, what is this? Oh, just in case you guys want this. Compliments of the chef.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, how much is this going to be? And it was like $30 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we go to the Circle party that night. That was the whole reason why Chris invited us, because Netflix was having a an East Coast season three wrap party for the Circle. And we got there late because, you know, this isn't about season one or season two. It's about the season three people. Right. So Chris didn't want to show up, and he's not the star. He just wants to be there to support the people. And plus, we were just getting out of bed they were. So we get to the Circle party, and to this day, I still don't really know what it was, because it really wasn't a wrap party. Because a wrap party to me seems like that's what you do after the show's completed or after the show's been aired, and it's all the cast and crew. They invited the public to come out to this thing,
right?
So it was like a meet and greet, but it wasn't a wrap party. It was just a Circle party.
It's promotion,
a celebration party. So we get there about an hour late. There's hardly anybody there.
Yes, yeah, so they started at 8. But we didn't get there till like a little after 10.
Yeah. And there was hardly anybody there. I guess we can talk about who was actually there. So season one people, it was Chris and Karen. Karen shows up. We were up on the roof.
Oh yeah. That was a big surprise.
That was great. Awesome, yeah. Karen brought her girlfriend.
I was saying she's still my favorite out of all three.
Oh yeah.
Seasons.
She was real cool.
It was great seeing Chris and Karen see each other for the first time in 2 years. He was trying to pull his phone out to capture it, but there wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
So it was Karen and Chris from season one. Season two, it was Lee, Courtney, and Delisa. Is that her name?
Yeah, Delisa. Yeah, she's the one.
Delisa and her husband, they showed up.
Wait, her husband was there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
She looked like Jessica Rabbit. Huh? She was in this red
dress. You should have recognized him. She played him the whole
season. Yeah, I would have recognized him, but I just
he might have been
her.
When she came up, I don't think he was around. Oh, I saw him downstairs when I went back out to close out.
Oh, okay.
And then that was all for season two. And then there was like three or four season. No. It was from season one. What's her name? Tammy. Emojo.
Oh, yeah.
She was there with the son from season two, not the son from season one.
Oh, okay.
No, she was there for
She was there season one.
He was there season one. Yeah, and he was there season one.
No, you're thinking of the other son. No, you're right. You're right. That's the son from season one, right?
Yeah, because the shorter son was with her and the taller son was on season two.
That's right. Okay, I got him confused.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were there. I talked to them for a little bit. And anyway, it was just kind of like a hangout. It was a pizza place. It wasn't like even a club. There was a kind of a club atmosphere downstairs on the inside. Not a place that you would have think having like a party.
It was funny because, Michael Mitchell's a pizza place. So like our friend Victor... he was hungry and we were upstairs in the patio. And so, he orders a pizza and the girl's all like, oh, well, you know, you only have 3 minutes left to order because the kitchen's going to be closed. And I think it was like going to be 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, honey, I just want, you know, whatever pizza. And then she's like, well, but what do you want though? Like he goes, pepperoni, honey, just pepperoni. It's fine.
Yeah. So she was like rushing him.
Yeah. And then she goes, okay. And then, so 30 minutes pass. No pizza, no anything. The waitress is not even around or anything like that. And I was like, where's your pizza? And me and Michael were like, where's your pizza?
Yeah, because I was hungry too. I was going to eat it with him.
Yeah. And so the pizza never came. The girl couldn't know where she was. Then finally, what was it, like an hour later?
Yeah.
The pizza finally comes.
Like even the top part of the restaurant had closed now. Like they weren't even letting people in on the roof anymore where we were at because it was closed. I had to coax the guy to let me up because they wouldn't let anybody else in. And he had just got his pizza.
Mm-hmm. Burnt pizza.
Yeah.
This sounds like another version of the burger at, what was that place? House of Blues?
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
Right. Why'd you remind him?
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so then at this point, earlier in the day, we decided since it was day one, we're probably not going to go out.
Maybe the bartender ate the pizza.
And then they had to make another one. That's why they gave it to the worker, the security guy. So we had decided we weren't going to go out after the party. We were just going to kind of take it easy night one. But we were kind of hyped up. Like, we were ready to go, and it's still kind of early. Like, in Dallas, it might have been 12 New York time, but it was only 11 Dallas time. So we were still in Dallas time. And we realized the city was only like a hop, skip, and a jump from where we were at. Like
20 minutes away.
Yeah. So Chris is like, do you guys just want to get out of here and we just go to the city and hang out over there? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we leave that party. If there's anything interesting that happened at that party other than that?
No. Oh, go ahead.
I'll talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Because this kind of happened there. So earlier in the day, while we were eating at that restaurant, the little hole-in-the-wall restaurant, we were trying to, on the plane, we had met a guy that was from New Jersey. He was telling us about all the things that we should eat, because that's all we want to do, is just like try out new places, right? And he was giving us place after place. Really cool guy.
Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese this.
And Greek.
Just a whole bunch of restaurants that we should definitely try. And my mouth is water. I'm like, we're going to try all these places. We didn't try any of them. But we kept asking people, like, what would you recommend that we would eat and blah, blah, blah. So I hit up Julie because I think that Julie's from New York. At some point, I remember her. She has a New York accent or a northern accent. And I remember her saying that she goes back home to New York for her, you know, Christmas or whatever. So I just ask her, like, hey, aren't you from New York? And then I get this huge text message. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it was like she sent me her whole ancestry.com. I was born in Michigan, and then at the age of 2, went over to this blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I don't need to know all that. I just want to know, do you know of anybody in New York? Like, do you know of any places in New York or blah, blah, blah? And she's, well, what city are you in? And we were, at this point, we're in some, I don't know what city we're in. We just kind of Ubered to a place. I don't know where
we're in. We're in New Jersey.
New Jersey,
yeah.
Somewhere.
We're just in New Jersey, yeah.
So I'm like, we're in New Jersey. Okay, but what's it? I don't know. She goes, well, I have family all over New Jersey and New York, and if you can tell me exactly where you're at, they can provide you shelter and provisions. Oh, I'm like, what do you think? Do you think a helicopter just dropped me off with no, like those survival games where you start off in your underwear and you got to forge to build a shelter and clothing?
No, she thinks you hitchhiked over there.
Yeah, like I came to New York and New Jersey with no plan whatsoever, and I'm looking for someone to help me. And I'm like, Julie, we're fine. We got a hotel. We're Uber. I have money. I have supplies.
I got rations.
I've got rations. I'm fine. I'll need all that. And then she goes into this whole other tangent. I mean, I'm talking pages of text.
He's not exaggerating.
No, about Michael, you need to be very careful. I know you guys like to joke around and have fun, but you need to be very careful in New Jersey and New York. Don't talk to anybody. Don't look at anybody. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I was starting to think about this because I was thinking about this this week because I don't think Julie's ever seen us outside of the show. Mm-hmm. Like, she's only seen us in studio, maybe in a hallway back at Regal Row or Jaime's studio, but she's never seen us outside of the show. So she thinks this is how we are all the time. Meanwhile, I don't want to be talked to outside of the show. You know what I mean? Like, who do you think I'm just going up to random people and joking around with them and stuff?
That's absolutely what you do.
Yeah, dude. Don't pull that shit.
But in certain environments.
Oh.
I'm like, not going to do it all the time.
Like talking to a strange girl that doesn't want to be talked to.
She wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, and then.
You didn't want to talk to her because she seemed too young and uppity.
It's a bar setting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, I'm not sitting there making jokes at the oil change place. I'm not sitting there terminal.
You're not getting your oil changed in New York. So
yeah, but I'm not sitting at like the terminal or the gate joking around. Hey guys, I'm not doing all that. Like I know my audience. Yeah, I know I can read the room.
Yeah, you're just walking around New York going, oh, hey.
To these guys. And the Uber drivers.
There he is.
There he is.
It's like, who is this guy?
Oh, but I know what I'm doing.
Oh, there he is.
If I was on a subway, I don't want to be talked to. Mm-hmm. I'm with our little group. Yes, I'll joke around with them at the appropriate times, but I'm not this. I'm not on all the time. I'm not Kevin Hart. You know, she's thinking I'm just going up to people. Hey, man, what's going on with you? She said, I went up to a guy in a subway one time and asked if I could sit next to him. And he said, if you weren't a lady, I'd punch you in the face. And I said, well, Julie, to be fair, you were probably being you, and you were probably belligerent, and there were probably plenty of open seats, and you chose to sit next to this guy. I mean, we're not going to do that. Plus, I don't know where Victor grew up, but Chris, Eric, and I have all grown up in the hood at some point, and we understand danger. Like, we can go into a venue or a part of town, and we have this built-in sensor that's like, oops, not a good area. We got to watch out. You got to be extra careful. We already have that built-in sense in us. Our
Spidey sense.
Unless you're on a scooter going through Deep Elm.
Right. Even then I knew. So I'm telling Julie, like, don't worry about us. We're fine. First off, we're also not like 18 years old, wandering wide-eyed in a brand new city. We are from Dallas. We've all grown up in different shady areas of Dallas. Mm-hmm. And we're in our 30s. Like, we know how to do this. Anyway, that was a whole thing. And then we're at that party with the circle people. And we're talking to Karen and her girlfriend. And both Karen and her girlfriend say, you guys need to be very careful. Mm-hmm. I love my city. We love our city. But you guys had to be careful when you pull your phone out. Be careful when you do this. Don't talk to strangers. I'm like, where are we?
Right.
Did you feel like it was a little overkill?
I felt like it was, yeah. I thought like it was.
So we go that night. I'm with, I'm the only straight guy in a group of gays. Where do you think they want to go to when we talk about going into the city? Clark, for 500 points, where do you think we go to?
Times Square.
That would be incorrect. Spider, for 1,000 points, where do you think
we go?
Gay club is correct. Now, Let me ask you this, a bonus question. Is this a gay club that they've never been to? The busiest city in the world, the city that never sleeps. There's probably 50,000 gay clubs in this city. Do they go and try out new gay clubs? Or do they go to the same gay clubs they've been to before in the same city?
I'm definitely going same.
Same. Correct. Spider wins. So we go.
Well, actually, it's funny that you asked a question about where do the gays want to go when they go to New York. And Clark said Times Square. That's where you wanted to go.
Yeah. Which we did go that night with the gays. Yeah.
Did you just view it in an Uber on the way somewhere?
No.
You actually got to go?
Yeah, so we go to, which I don't mind. I was already amped up and ready to go, so I was ready to go with them wherever they wanted to go. And I don't mind gay clubs. It's just so much. This is what I was telling Eric and Chris and everybody. I was like, gay clubs take so much energy because it's everyone's performing. Everyone acts like they're on camera. You know what I mean? It's just like so much energy, and you have to do the same thing.
Yeah, you feel like you need to.
Yeah, even though you don't have. I like going to places where you can just sit down and talk to people. There's no real conversation happening inside a gay club. It's all performance.
But what's good. That's what's great about it. You get sucked in to participate.
What? Well, I don't. I didn't.
I didn't say sucked off. You get sucked into participation.
No, but you guys need to brush up on your prepositional phrases.
Yeah.
You don't.
But I enjoy
it's
talking.
Not like you're forced into it, but you feel like,
yeah,
if I want to have a good time,
I've got to jump in. Right. Yeah, which I'm not going to. So I just moped.
So wait. In our defense, we were going to try a new club. A new gay club that opened up.
Called Q. Called Questionable.
Questioning. The Q.
Is it a Q Anon gay club?
Yeah. They gave you a conspiracy theory. You had to give them a conspiracy theory to get in.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we didn't get in because we didn't have a good...
Queer Anon.
Yeah. Good enough. Yeah.
No, we were all vaxxed.
Yeah. Yeah. So we couldn't get in there. So then at that point, we went to the other clubs that we knew about. So...
Yeah. So then we do that and the clubs close at 4:00. Which was good because that's only 3:00 Dallas time. Yeah. And we're still kind of amped up. And somebody had mentioned Times Square and it was only half a mile from where
you.
We were at.
It was you.
No,
you mentioned Times Square.
One of the cokeheads we were with.
Oh, awesome.
We ended up going to a few clubs or whatever. One club, it was, I don't know what happened to the AC, but it was just like
it was called
hot.
Club Sodom and Gomorrah.
It was called Industry. I guess they didn't have any.
Yeah, it was a warehouse.
Yeah, it was a warehouse, but... They couldn't fix their AC. And then we ran into to some coke heads. And
coke queens.
Yeah. And so they ended up like taking us to another club. And
how do New York coke heads compare to Dallas coke heads?
Same.
Same?
Yeah. Same.
All right.
And then Eric got all emotional.
I'm curious.
At one point, this point of the night, Eric's super emotional. He's drunk, out of his mind.
Why was I emotional? I can't remember.
You were emotional about everything. Somebody would say something like a monkey and he's like, oh my God. A monkey. It just reminded me of something that happened in my childhood. Mm-hmm. And he started crying. He's like, girl. And he was talking to the cokehead. And they were having this heart to heart about who knows what. And I'm sitting there laughing. Because it's most. it's like watching a soap opera at this point. It was the most dumbest. Because it was about like the randomest things. Look at this piece of trash. Girl, don't remind me about trash. It reminds me of this time I had to take out the trash.
Did someone slip you some Molly?
No, he was just.
No.
We had been out all day. He had woken up early, you know, and he had been he had been pacing himself, but at this point, it's 4:00 in the morning.
Scream a bunch of times.
Yeah, his heart was racing.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I knew about everything. I was very aware of everything, though.
Yeah, he wasn't like stumbling down.
I wasn't plastered.
He was just mentally, he was just having a good time. He was out. He was unhooked from reality for a little bit.
And that's awesome.
We were half a mile from Times Square, and I think Chris was the one who said, actually, do you guys want to go to Times Square where there's nobody there and we can take pictures? And I'm like, that's a good idea, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's only 0.5. I said, I'm down to walk if you guys are. And everybody's like, yeah. So then we all go down to Times Square. Now it's like 5 in the morning. I don't know what happened to the Cokeheads. They kind of trailed off somewhere. I never saw them again.
We were gonna go to an after party, and so we're all walking to Times Square, and then from there we were gonna go with them to the after party. But I think we were spending so much time there that they just went ahead and left.
One of the Cokeheads asked me, "He's like, I'm gonna ask you this question. I know you're straight."
Oh yeah, it was a very serious question.
Who's your favorite rappers? If you had to name a rapper, I'm like, oh, I like Eminem. Oh my God, I love Eminem. I like, you know, Snoop Dogg. Oh my God, Snoop Dogg's the greatest. Do you like Nicki Minaj? And I'm like, yes, I love Nicki Minaj. You love Nicki Minaj? Yeah, she's a great rapper. I put her on my top five. I thought we were going to get married.
Yeah.
And that guy was so excited.
He did more coke after he asked that question.
But anyway, we go to Times Square. We're there for about an hour, taking photos. It was really a really great time to go.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
And we were all, in a good mood and taking photos. Then I had a pee, and Victor had a pee, and there's nowhere to pee, so we're walking around. I'm asking police officers, like, hey, is there anywhere to pee? He's like, find an alley. So I'm looking for an alley. By that time, Eric and Chris are texting me to, hey, we're going to go. Where are you at? So I'm like three blocks down looking for a dark alley to pee
in. He spent 30 minutes looking for
it. I did.
I thought he was like already using the restroom or whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, you are not an educated outside.
I don't want to get arrested in New York for...
He heard Julie's voice in his head.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Everything was lit up. I'm trying to find something that's not lit up.
Gotcha.
So I'm looking around trying to go down these dark things and whatever and shady areas. And they're like, hey, we're ready to go. So I come all the way back, still haven't peed. Come all the way back. I call an Uber. We go home. And then these guys are all of a sudden hungry. And I'm like, it's like 7 in the morning. I'm like, we're going to wake up in a few hours.
No, wait, you forgot one part.
Uh-oh. Which part did I forget?
So we get back to the hotel and there's an assistant manager there.
Oh, yeah. This is what I was telling you about first.
Edith. So, wait, fast forward quick. Fast forward to whenever we check in. So, sorry to go back.
Rewind.
Where do you stay is important second. For this?
A Hilton DoubleTree.
Right.
At the airport, the Newark airport. So, fast forward back to the point where we land, we're at the hotel, we're checking in, right? So, Chris and Victor got there before us. And so, Chris, I put his name on the reservation because he was going to get there earlier. Mm-hmm. So, he said, hey, you know, can we check in early? I said, that's up to you. It might be an additional fee. But you're going to have to give them a card in case for accidentals and things like that. So if you want to check in early, that's on
incidentals.
You. Incidentals, yeah.
I get confused too.
So that's on you. He said, okay. So then he checks in, whatever. They are asleep about time that we get there to check in. So they're not answering their phone or anything like that. So then I go to the front desk lady. And I said, hey, I said the person that's on the reservation already checked in a couple of hours ago. I can't get a hold of him. I said, so can you give me an extra key to get into the room? I'm on the reservation. You know, I'm the primary, whatever. Okay, what's your name? I gave her my name. Oh, I don't, no, you're not on here. You're going to have to get in contact with the person. And I said, no, I'm the primary on the reservation. Oh, let me see.
I'm the
ID.
Dominant.
Yeah, let me see your ID. I showed my, oh, okay. I don't know. I couldn't find it. And I was like, girl, okay, whatever. So then she gives me a key and she started having like a bad attitude. And so I was all like, okay. And then here's the key. And then and she's giving the key and then she's looking at me, right? And I'm like looking at her. And I'm all like, well, can I get a cookie? You know, because that's the whole point.
Oh, he was talking about that cookie on the shuttle to the, I can't, you know, they give you cookies, right?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen a double tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get that cookie in my mouth.
Yeah, because they're warm.
I know about the double tree cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're warm. They have them like in a little warming station or whatever. They give it to you, whatever. And so I'm like, where's my cookie? After she gave my keys to my hotel room. And I was all like, can I get a cookie? And then she just like, oh, these damn people want these cookies. Like, you know, walking to go get the cookie. And I'm all like, okay. And she's giving me one. And I go over to where Michael is standing waiting for me. And he's like, and he's all like, where's my cookie? And I said, I'm not going to ask her. I said, because she already gave me grief about asking for my damn cookie when she's supposed to give it
to
me.
Ma'am, I'm the main primary.
Yeah. And I said, he goes, well, where's mine? I said, I don't know. I was like, go ask for one if you want one. I said, let's go to the room.
It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it at that point.
No, so, you should have went for the cookie, dude.
No, the story
been a
continues.
Much better story.
So, no, the story continues.
So the fast forward to the night where we get back from New York, from Times Square and all that, right? So we're all...
Still haven't peed, by the way, at this point. I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So way to get up to the room so I can.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So we enter the hotel, you know, the...
From the front.
Yeah, from the front. So the girls at the front desk are recognize Chris and they're chit-chatting, talking, you know, whatever. And then I see the assistant manager and I'm telling her, she just has a very positive attitude, very hospitable, customer service oriented or whatever. I said, Edith, I said, I don't know who you had here in the morning time. I said, but they could have used your energy. I said, you are just fantastic. And I said, she didn't even want to give me my cookie. I said, I checked in.
Meanwhile, I'm watching this whole thing. I'm trying to laugh. And I'm like, what a bitch.
Yeah.
To Eric. This is what I'm thinking.
I'm tired. I'm a little tipsy still. So I'm just letting her have it.
He's emotional.
She's the assistant manager. You know,
yeah, but you started with how awesome she was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then so she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. She goes, I don't know why they did that. And I said, yeah. I said, I literally had to ask her
for my cookie.
My cookie. And I said, you guys are known for your cookies. When you check in, when you check somebody in, volunteer, that's the whole purpose of checking in here, is to get a damn cookie. And she's all like, I am so sorry. And then she goes to the little warming thing, pulls out 6 cookies, and she's like, here you go. And
you want any more?
She has like, yeah, she has like a handful, like fistful of damn cookies. And then I was like, oh my God, Edith, thank you so much. And so I grabbed them and I was like, I want to write a review about you. I said, you're really good. You took care of us.
And he's walking around with this handful of cookies, and I'm like, you're such a bitch.
Did you ever get one?
Yeah, I got 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave it to them. So the cookies
actually saved everyone's life. Yeah, because they try to order from Sonic. At this point, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm like, I don't want to eat right before I go to bed. And then we're going to have brunch in the morning. I'm not going to, you know, as soon as we wake up almost. Like, I'm not going to do that. So I'm like, let's just go to bed. And they're like, no, we're hungry. So they try to order from Sonic. Sonic was like a 90 minute wait. So it was going to be almost 9 o'clock before they got breakfast.
Yeah. It was like, it was an hour for us to figure out what we're going to eat at, what food they wanted to order. Yeah. And then it was like, we finally decided on Sonic. Victor's like, okay, what does everybody want?
Not just any Sonic, a Newark Sonic.
Yeah. And then he gets to I don't know how he didn't realize this whenever he first pressed on Sonic, because it tells you how long it's going to take, right? Yeah. He waits to get everybody's order.
Which took forever.
Yeah. Then gets to the checkout screen, is all like, oh, hell no. It's going to take 75 minutes to get here. Are y'all going to be awake? Are you going to go downstairs and get it? I said, no, bitch. I'm not. None of us did. So we ended up falling asleep.
Yeah. So we go to bed.
Then
we
wait.
Oh.
No. So all that happened or whatever. So then we actually got the cookies. And I was like, well, I'm going to have a cookie. And that's going to be my food. And then everybody had their own cookie.
And then we had some left over for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast cookie.
That's all we had to eat. That was the only thing that saved us.
I love it.
So, had Julie had given us her family's address, we would have had a feast.
Mm-hmm. For shelter.
And shelter. So then the next day.
Might still be in their basement.
Yeah. Tied up. Julie comes in.
Eating hamburger helper without the meat.
Yeah.
Those are the people that she told us to look out for.
Yeah, it's her family.
One, yeah, she's the one.
The Hills Have Eyes people that live over there.
She's the one through us in the Lion's Den.
It'll be the Hillbillies Have Eyes.
So then the next day we're really excited about, because we all decided we just want to explore New York.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's been there except for me, but no one's really done touristy stuff.
Y'all seem like explorers.
All of us agreed that we wanted to go to Central Park. That's all we had planned for the day. We had brunch and then Central Park. So we wake up. I check my phone. I've been posting some stories on my Instagram. And I get a message from Sarah. Let me pull that phone out. It's too late to call her, by the way, Eric. So we're not going to do that.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know we were going to call her.
Yeah, I'm not going to let her defend herself. I'll just.
Oh, that would have been hilarious, though.
So Sarah.
I had no idea all this was going on.
Yeah, so Sarah sends me a message. And she says, she goes, LOL, I'm in the Upper West Side.
No, East Side. Was it
West
Side? No, she said
Upper West Side.
Oh.
I'm reading directly from the text. And so when somebody says that, what does that mean? If you happen to be in the same town as somebody else and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm staying over here. What does that mean?
Let's go to our resident communications officer, Clark.
Yeah, Clark, what does that mean? Social protocol, if you are in the same city as somebody else and let's say you checked in Vegas and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm staying at the Bellagio. What does that mean?
Means, hey, you want to meet up and hang out?
Right. We should get a meal or something or
do
whatever.
Some hood rat.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Smoke cigarette.
So I said, what are you doing today? And she goes, just hanging out with some friends in the UWS.
She said, eh?
No, I said, eh.
Oh.
UWS, Upper West Side. Like she's from New York. And maybe wandering to Chelsea's Market.
So what's the, I think she just has family here.
She goes, what are y'all up to? And I said, we're just sleeping. We just woke up. I said, but we're going to walk around the city in a couple hours. And she goes, what area of town? And at this point, we didn't really have a real plan. But I said, not sure yet. We don't have any plans. We're staying in New Jersey. Probably going to go to brunch. At this point, we're going to go to brunch with some of the Circle people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
And she goes, of course y'all are in New Jersey. Ha, ha, ha. Like, what does that mean? Of course you're in New Jersey.
That means she thinks she's better than you.
Yep.
No, it gets worse. She goes, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, what is that? Taking the NJT in? I'm like, what the F is a NJT?
I got that one. New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought it was a train. Yeah, we did it the night before. That's the one that Tony Soprano goes over in the opening scene. I said, no, we're taking an Uber in. I thought you were talking about a train. I said, we're going to do brunch in Newark, and then we're going to get dropped off somewhere in NYC later on. She goes, ah, wow, enjoy Newark. Like we're some lowlifes. And then I text her back later on. I say, hey, we're heading to Times Square to eat at a Mexican place. At this point, we had abandoned the brunch with the Circle people, and we decided we're going to go. Chris wants Mexican food, so we're going to go find a... He remembers going to a Mexican restaurant in Times Square with Alyssa Edwards that he thought was really good. So, all right, we're going to do that.
It was a Dos Caminos.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, Dos.
Yeah, two of them.
Yes.
This is what she says to me after I say, we're going to a Mexican place in Times Square. She goes, you're staying in Newark, all caps, and now going to eat Mexican food, caps again, in Times Square, caps again. She goes, I'm LOLing. Y'all are ridiculous. Have fun. Like she's sitting there with her little dog and a little cigarette in her mouth at the Trump Palace, you know, just smoking. Like, look at these minions. Look at these Mexicans, these poor peasants. Mexicans staying in New Jersey, going to eat Mexican food in Times Square.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we don't know anything what she means by any of this stuff.
Like she's being like classist to us and we have no clue. Like, what do you mean? So I replied back with a joke. I said, they said they had a ponchos there. And she goes, LOL. So then we go to brunch at this, which by the way, the place was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It was like, it wasn't traditional Mexican food. It was, but it was like a high scale, like a Gloria's or a Mi Casina or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they had good food. It was like a local chain.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. At that point we meet Miguel, who is Chris and Eric and Victor's friend from Dallas. He had just moved to New York.
Yeah. Like in April.
Yeah. And we explained that we wanted to go to Central Park. We don't know where we're at. We don't know how far Central Park is from Times Square or anything. He's like, oh, that's like 2 blocks from my apartment. And my apartment's like 3 blocks from here. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to go to the apartment real quick? So after we eat, we go to the apartment. And then we kind of explained to him that we just want to sightsee and explore New York. And so this guy calculates this amazing tour of New York in his head. All right, we're going to start here and we're going to do this and we're going to see this and we're going to do this.
And I don't know. I think it's overwhelming for me. So I'm all like... I'm telling Michael, why can't we just go like Times Square? Like, let's just go directly there, you know?
But this guy is hitting all the spots. So I'm with this guy, this Miguel guy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm down. If you guys are down, I'm down. And I'll tell you, for the next 4 hours, it was the most amazing time.
I think it was 5 hours.
5 hours. It was incredible. We basically saw all the hot spots in New York.
But wait, you missed the best part.
What's that?
So he's only been there for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This guy is taking it. So we go to his apartment, which is, it's a cute apartment. It's probably as big as what? As this studio?
Maybe the entire studio with all three. It's probably like 700 square
including
feet.
In the hallway?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like 2-bedroom, dining room, which is, his apartment is not normal. It's not a normal New York City apartment. It's an outlier. So then we're there for like, 10 minutes, look at it. He goes, okay, we're going to go walk up the street and I have my friend that's going to give us some, you know, like some margaritas to go. And we're like, what? So he knows this manager that owns like three different, restaurants. And so he goes, yeah, we're going to go pick up the margaritas and then just continue to walk to where, Central Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we go, and then so he's like talking like, oh, over here, this store, yeah, yeah, I go there all the time. Yeah, I named this barber shop.
Yeah, he named the barber shop.
He knows the owner, named the barber shop.
So I'm like, wait a minute, what do you mean you named the barber shop? Like where they asked him, was like a poll online or something? He goes, no, I was just hanging out with the guy, and he was asking me what I think they should name it, and I gave him a name, and he named it. I
mean, Barry McBark barb face?
No.
I'm like, you weren't even getting your hair cut from the guy? No, I don't even get my hair cut from him. Huh? Okay.
He's only been 6 months.
And he's walking down the street. He's like Mr. Cooper from Sesame Street, just waving. Everybody knows everybody's yeah. name. People are just handing him stuff.
Yeah, handing him
I'm
food.
Like, who's this guy?
Meanwhile, everyone's told you, watch out who you talk to. Exactly. What right. you're doing.
Yeah. This guy's done the exact opposite. He's like a celebrity there. This guy got pulled over and were like recognized. Like, you know how in the movies, people like you had the street sweeper guy. And he's like, how you doing, Mr. So-and-so? You know, and then going down the street. That's exactly how it was. He was recognized more than yeah. Chris was.
the guy cleaning the windows.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. McGill? You know, it was just music was going on.
Yeah.
You almost got hit by a taxi. Oh, yeah. And then the guy's like, oh, I didn't see you there, Miguel. Mr. McGill.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how you Miguel, doing? It's you.
Yeah. Say hello to the wife for me. You know, it was just amazing. It was amazing. And then for the next 5 hours, we went around the entire city by ferry, by foot, and by subway. Mm-hmm. Saw all the hot spots except for the Statue of Liberty. We didn't see it up close, which if I die tomorrow, what do I care? We saw it at a distance. We didn't see Grand Central Station or Penn Station. That was it.
Yeah, because about time we were going to... He arranged a dinner for us at the end of the... Showing us everything. Arranged a dinner with us at a pizza joint, or Italian place, like pizza yeah. joint, Italian place called Nisa.
Yeah, so we go... At some point, the guys start talking about going out again, and I already tell them, I'm out. I'm not going back. I was out till 7 in the morning the night before, not doing it again this night. But I also don't want to go back to the hotel at 9 o'clock. Eric's been walking all over the city. He's like, I'm tired too. I'm not going to go party out tonight.
And I wore the wrong shoes.
And he wore the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm just going to probably hang with you tonight. I said, all right, but I'm not going back to the hotel because I'm not going to be a wimp and go home at 9:30 at our last night in New York. I said, I'll find something else to do. So I said, you know what, Eric, why don't you hit up Sarah and see if Sarah wants to join us for dinner? He goes, oh, that's a good idea. So it was just going to be the three of us. Maybe we'll go out somewhere after that or whatever. Who knows? So he hits up Sarah. And he's like, yeah, Sarah's in.
So So before that, during the whole thing, I was messaging Sarah because she hit me up. Hey, I'm in New York, whatever. So I'm telling her where we're at, where we're going. Oh, and we're picking up margaritas over here by my friend's pop at Times Square. Now we're going to Central Park. And so now we're on a ferry. Wow, you guys are doing a lot. Like, in the matter of like 1 minute, I'm talking to you, you're by Times Square. Next minute, you're like by Brooklyn and whatever. And I'm all like, yeah, okay.
We pretty much circled that entire city.
Yeah. And then I was like, we're doing dinner. So if you want to come like around 9:30, you know, you can join us. No, you guys are ridiculous. You guys are doing too much.
Before that, so because originally it was going to be just a dinner
with her.
With her, yeah. And it was just going to be us three. And it'd be fun. I thought it'd be fun. Just a nice, relaxing thing. So at one point, Eric's like, she's in. I said, well, I don't know. We're going to be around the World Trade Center around that time. Maybe we can find something around there. She could just meet us there and we'll go to a dinner somewhere. And then the guys heard us talking about it and they're like, yeah, it is too early to go out. Why don't we go eat at my buddy's restaurant? Miguel's saying this. At our buddy's my buddy's restaurant. And we'll make a reservation for like, what do you, like 9:15? Does that work for you guys? I'm like, sure. Yeah, that works. So now it's a whole event.
Yeah.
Now we're inviting other people. Lee and his husband are invited. Like, they're going to come in.
It's like 10 people.
Yeah. So it's a whole dinner. So now it's an event, but it's still going to be low key. Eric updates Sarah and he's like, she's not going to come now. Tell her I'll buy her an Uber if that's all it is. And he goes, okay. All right, Sarah's coming. Okay, great. So we get on the ferry ride.
But she doesn't want an Uber. She's taking the subway down.
And she wants an Uber back.
Yeah, she wants an Uber back.
And I said, that's fine. So I said, okay, well, and we're on the ferry and then we're getting on an Uber at this point, or maybe we're on the subway. And Eric goes, Sarah's not coming anymore. So what do you mean she's not coming anymore? She says it's too much. What do you mean it's too much? Tell her I'll buy her dinner. I don't think it's about that. I just don't think that, you know, she just wants to come out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Saturday night, New York City. We're all in. She hit us up. She was the one who told us she was here. Mm-hmm. So we get to the restaurant.
She's like, it's late.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
She's I don't want to fight being out.
Night at 9 o'clock is perfect dinner time.
Right.
Anywhere in the country, especially in New York. So we go to, we get to the restaurant. We get there a little bit early. We're waiting for our table. We're sitting at the bar, and I text Sarah. And I'm like, we just got to the restaurant. And she goes, y'all are crazy. Like, what do you mean crazy? Wild. For guys in their 30s going out to dinner at 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Wild. Y'all are crazy. She goes, I'll get on the train. So I'm like, all right. She's coming. Literally, as soon as she sends, I'll get on the train. I said, little bubbles. And she goes, ugh, I can't. I said, it's 9 p.m. on a Saturday. How is that crazy? So I asked her, point blank. She goes, I can't move. I said, it's just dinner. We're not like walking around anywhere. She goes, I stayed up late last night. I said, we did too. We went to bed at 7 a.m. and we're older. She goes, I'm weak. She goes, just come to Austin sometimes. Apparently she's moving to Austin.
Oh, she lives in Austin now.
Oh, she did move already. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm like, so you're asking me to come to a city that I hate,
right?
Number
you're
one.
We're in New York together, number
we're
one.
We're in New York together. How many times does this happen? It's a random occasion. We should celebrate that by getting all together. Now you're asking me to take a seven and a half hour round trip to Austin, a city that I do not like, to eat dinner with you when you could just take a 20-minute trip to the dinner that's just a few blocks away from you, essentially. So I said, that's way more work. And she goes, I super appreciate it, but I just can't find the energy to leave this apartment. I said, well, send the men up in the, from the Uber to come pick you up and drag you downstairs. You don't have to do anything but sit down. She goes, but have fun. It sounds like you're getting lit. I'm like, what are you talking? We just walked around the whole city. We're all tired. We're old. We're debating whether or not we should even go home at this point. And she goes, I believe you. I truly can't. My body is paralyzed, but this is my bad. I owe you one. Scout's honor. I said, all right, well, then come to Dallas one day. Yeah. That just irritated me so much. I mean, how? It's a Saturday night dinner at 9 o'clock, and you're over here making this whole big thing about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That really made me mad. I don't know what I hit here. Oh, there he goes. The dinner was fantastic. Mm-hmm. The guy brought out, the manager guy brought out like oysters and, or not oysters, octopus, mm-hmm. calamari, shrimp, drinks,
meatballs,
pizza. Salad, pizza, all this stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, we didn't order any of this stuff. And so I ate just about everything that was in front of me. And then I was still hungry because I was trying to time everything out so I can, when I get back to the hotel, I can just sleep. So I was like, hey, do you guys have any pasta? Like a Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, something like that. No, we don't have any of that. The waiter's like that. By the way, the waiter looked like a bad guy from a Pixar movie. Like he was the one who bullied the main character in high school or something. And had a bad haircut and stuff. And so I'm like, okay, I just need something heavy, you know, with like, you know, some thick noodles. We don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. So what do you have? He goes, I got a garlic sauce thing. I said, does it have white sauce on it?
Yeah.
He goes, no, we don't do white sauce. Okay. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish tonight. And I tell him my plan. He goes, okay, well, I got these noodles with chicken and it's like a garlic sauce. And I think that'll get you where you need to be. I said, I'll do that. So he brings it out. I could have made this thing. The chicken was so rubbery. It was just noodles, like spaghetti noodles with pepper on it. It was super bland. But anyway, it was starting to do the trick.
It looked exactly like chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, without the white sauce.
Right.
Like literally, imagine chicken Alfredo without the white sauce. That's what it tasted like too. Just noodles and chicken with pepper on it. Then Lee and his husband get up to leave. They're the first ones to go. And I go up and talk to them and get ready to say bye to them. And the guy comes out. Everyone is eating at this point. Everybody's full. And I'm still, I love eating. So the guy comes out, the Pixar bully comes out and he goes, anybody want dessert? I got dessert menus right here. And everybody's like, no, thank you. I'm too full. I'm like, yes, I stop. And I'm mid-conversation with Lee and I stop and I'm like, yes, I'll take dessert. And I grab the menu. I look at it. Cheesecake, please. And he comes out. I eat the whole cheesecake. So at this point, I'm like, oh my gosh, our bill's got to be like $200 a piece. We had so much food. Mm. The manager...
He kept asking me, Eric, who's going to pay for all this?
Yeah, I'm like, is Miguel paying for this? Are we splitting this?
Yeah, like, how are we going to pay for all this food? I mean, this is a lot.
Yeah.
I said, don't worry about it, be quiet.
And then that's exactly what he said. And the guy comes back out. He took care of all the food, except for the stuff that we ordered, which we all split, which basically I ordered. So the stuff I ordered, we all split amongst the table.
No, I ordered chicken parmesan.
Oh, and Victor ordered some stuff,
and
too.
And then Chris did, too.
Yeah.
And the guy took care of our first drink, like a cocktail drink. And then anything after that, you know, you would pay on your own.
Our tabs were like 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And I was mad because they didn't have any Dr. Pepper. And I was accused of being too Texan.
Yeah.
Or NYC.
Yeah.
From the waiter, the bully guy.
And he was bullying Eric. I was
like, do you have Dr. Pepper?
He was like, what does it look like?
That's such a Texas thing to ask for. And I'm all like, I said, Miguel.
He's like, go get out of here.
Yeah. I said, Miguel literally had a DP at Central Park, so...
Yeah, but that wasn't Dr. Pepper. Yeah,
it was.
No.
It was Dr. Pepper.
Was that his name?
That's not what he said.
He said, yeah, I did.
You're not understanding what we're saying here.
No, is it double...
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then we go after that.
I was actually not too far off because he did say things happen in Central Park.
Victor had something happen to him.
Like murder.
Well, something was getting murdered, but not.
Yeah.
Nobody was dying.
So we go after that, we go to a friend's apartment, and on the roof.
Abby's
apartment. And we go to the roof of this place, and it's amazing view. It's just got like these, it's like, mm-hmm. Midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning this time. And it was amazing. We're sitting there. They got these chairs out, and you just sit there. And it was incredible. And then they all decide they're going to go out. And then I'm like, Michael, you sure you don't want to go out? Yes. I had my pasta. I'm starting to settle in. Like, I'm starting to get tired now. I just want to go back to the hotel. We go back to the hotel. Chris and Victor show back up at like an hour or two later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all go to sleep. And then we get up the next morning, go to the airport and fly out. And I mean, I got to say, this is one of the top five favorite trips of all time.
Oh, really?
Top five.
I don't know if you liked it or not.
I loved it. In fact, you know, LA for me is, I've talked about it. I love LA. LA for me is like my fortress of solitude. When I need some sort of like energetic recharge, mm-hmm. I go to LA for the energy, the weather, the energy of the city. I don't like the people, and the personality of LA is not really my personality. It's pretentious and uppity, and you know, it's not really my cup of tea. New York, though, might be tied with LA in a sense, mm-hmm. because it is a different type of energy. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I needed this.
Right.
And it's my personality. It actually is my personality. It's like, I enjoy the city. It's fast paced. Everyone's kind of minding their own business. It's just, you are who you are and you just do your thing and nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about it. So I love New York. I don't see myself going back anytime soon because I just don't have a reason to go. It's going to be snowy pretty soon too. That's the other thing. The weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm. I will say, now that I went, it's my second time going to New York, for different circumstances. But I did enjoy it more this time around. I don't know why, but
I think we were with the right group of people.
I think that's what it was.
I think Miguel meeting us up and showing us around town. If it wasn't for Miguel, it would have been a kind of a busted trip because we would have gone to Central Park and then would have been like, what are we going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have just kind of been floating around, spending a lot more money than we needed to spend. But Miguel really took us around and, I mean, excellent. If I ever go back to New York, if I'm taking a date or something up there, I'm hitting Miguel. I told Miguel this. I'm going to hit you up. You're going to be the tour guide. He said, hit me up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything that we missed from that trip?
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
I had a great time. Top five trips I've ever taken. It was incredible. I got to see everything in New York that I wanted to see. I didn't get a New York slice, though. Like a pizza.
Oh, that's what we didn't
get. Even though you went to two different
Italian places?
Yeah, you didn't get...
Well, I guess we did get pizza at that place, but it wasn't like a New York slice. You know what I mean?
It wasn't, yeah.
No,
wasn't.
I don't.
An actual like, New York style pizza is large.
Yeah, like a large, greasy, cheesy
I know
pizza.
I know.
Now, I guess we did do that, but that was in New Jersey. And I told the guy in New Jersey when I ordered cheesecake in New Jersey, I said, I don't want a New York cheesecake, please.
Mm-hmm.
I want a New Jersey cheesecake. He's like, well, we only have New York, but I'll make it New Jersey style for you.
So I bet he slapped it on his taint.
Yeah.
Before.
That's exactly what he did. I was all like, I don't know why I went so dry there.
No wonder why those brown speckles on it.
I thought it was chocolate chips.
Yeah, chocolate shavings. But.
Is this turtle cheesecake?
No, it's New York style, baby.
No, something was turtling out of my ass before I wiped it on it.
All right. I think that's it. I feel like I'm missing something, but I mean, that was all the highlights that I can remember. I wrote
on
my
You said that before notes. And we had to restart the show. So yeah. Think hard, man. Think hard.
That was, I mean, there was nothing like, we didn't do any audio or video recaps of anything because there was nothing that was just like ridiculous that we had to capture.
It sounds like it was better told in story form.
Michael almost fell like down the fairy stairs.
I did. Those things go super fast.
And then we walk on top of the roof of the ferry and then he was trying to get his camera out to take some photos and video of like the what do you call this?
Skyline? Yeah, the ferry was my favorite part. Being on a ferry with fairies was my favorite part of the trip.
No, wait a minute. Were you on a ferry with fairies or were you
He was riding
on
a, I was on, riding a ferry.
Let me make this very clear.
Yeah, because I mean you
have I was
to,
riding on a ferry.
You're riding a ferry.
Right. I was riding a ferry with fairies watching.
Okay.
And they're with me as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Now it does.
Does complete, that free me from
complete
any homosexual acts?
I don't know. I think you just submerged a little bit more in though.
Okay. No, but that, the ferry was the most amazing thing. You get to see the whole city.
I bet it was.
And the lights turn on, the weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you saw the
Go
light.
Ahead, yeah.
Yeah, things opened up.
Yeah, you're right there when whenever Spider talked about getting sucked in somewhere.
But yeah, I almost did fall down. Yeah, he was multiple times.
But he was like walking to the edge to take a picture, and the ferry is just like going like, I don't know, speedboat style.
It was. It backs up real slow. It's like, dee, dee, yeah, dee. And then that guy just kicks it into gear.
It's like, yeah, it's like jumping over these waves. Yeah. And Michael's all like with his camera out, like all over. He's all like trying to get his, he has no core, like, what do you call it?
Strength
yeah. whatsoever. So he's like,
I'm standing next to this couple. I'm like, guys, I might fall on top of you. And that guy says, if you weren't a chick, I'd punch you right in the face. See you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.